I've got Advocate Modidima Manya. The Advocate is the Executive Director of Legal Services at UNISA to discuss this very point. Advocate, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Would it have been the affidavit that was submitted by the former President Jacob Zuma proving, in inverted commas, that actually there is a friendship between them that would have caused the delay in the decision that we've been waiting for since Tuesday from the Deputy Chief Justice, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't know what caused the delay, and I think all of us can speculate. But I think there are a number of things that we probably need to take into account. The first being that we're dealing with the second most senior judge here, who obviously has to provide leadership in terms of how probably other people, other judges in the future will deal with the type of situations that we are confronted with. Secondly, this matter is a matter of significant public interest, and I don't think it could just be dealt with as if it's an ordinary matter. It implicates a former president, a deputy chief justice is involved. But I think the other side of it is the fact that in an application of this nature, the allegations are also directed at the person who must make the call, whether there's a reasonable apprehension or not. And that requires somebody to be meticulous in reaching and arriving at a conclusion. So I think that it is important, and I think your commentator has just said that the Deputy Chief Justice could have easily dismissed the application, make an extemporaneous ruling, and say, I will provide you my reasons later. But I think that in the context of what we have seen thus far, it's important that we get a very well-reasoned and well-considered ruling on the matter.
Particularly seeing that the advocates for the former president have indicated in their submission on Monday that should the judgment not go in their favor, they will take the matter to a high court for review.
Well, that is a right which is there, and that will always be there for anybody in those circumstances. So nothing really turns on that. The question is whether they would have made out a case for a reasonable apprehension of bias. That is the test. Whether it is going to go to another forum later on, it's irrelevant.
I'm not sure how much attention you paid to the commission on Monday, Advocate, when they were making the arguments for and against a recusal. Do you think the Zuma lawyers have made a strong case for a recusal in this case?
You know, from obviously their point of view, they would have made a case. But I think all of us agree that the test is the test set out in the SARU judgment of the Constitutional Court. And I think there's been a number of things thrown at the Chief Justice. You remember this matter has been developing from the issue of the child with the sister of the former president, to a meeting that we held, and a number of other things have come up. But the question really is not about whether they are friends per se. The question is whether, in the circumstances, there's any basis to suggest that there could be bias on the part of the Deputy Chief Justice. And the court has repeatedly said it has to be a reasonable apprehension. It cannot just be because of how you feel or how you don't feel about the Deputy Chief Justice. Obviously, and I think going back to your first question, there is a big record in this matter. I mean, there's been a lot of interaction. There's been so many witnesses, I think about over 200. The Deputy Chief Justice, amongst others, was accused of treating some witnesses in a particular way. So he would have to go through the record, the transcript of the proceedings, and say, witness X, how did I deal with him or her? Is there anything that suggests that I could have dealt with him in a hostile manner towards the former president or whatever the case may be? So everything, it has to be supported by facts. So the question whether they made out a good case or not will depend on whether the record does actually show that the allegations made are founded on the record of the proceedings.
To my second question then, the former president received a subpoena for him to submit himself to a process for the Commission of State Inquiry into State Capture from Monday through Thursday. Today marks the last day of the designated period. Can the commission use the same subpoena then to compel the former president to continue to submit himself for a date later than obviously today?
Well, remember, usually a subpoena would direct you to remain in attendance until released. So usually it serves the purpose of bringing you in. If the proceedings were to proceed today on the basis that he must testify and he is ordered to remain in attendance, then he will have to continue on that basis. But I think that the approach adopted by the commission thus far has been to make arrangements and schedule witnesses. So it's not necessarily in the ordinary course. If it was in a normal criminal court, the presiding officer would say, look, I'm postponing this matter to the 6th, you must come back. And you would have come back with a subpoena, so you wouldn't need to be issued with another subpoena.
This is pure speculation. Let's imagine that the Deputy Chief Justice comes back today at 10 o'clock and says, I heard your arguments, former president. I disagree with them. I will not recuse myself from this matter. And the lawyers then of the former president, as they promised on Monday, decide to take this matter on review. What happens then? Does the former president still have to answer questions at the commission, even though there's clearly another legal matter then that will be attended to in a different court?
Well, the mere fact that they would have launched a review application would not preclude the commission continuing to process former President Zuma's evidence unless they were to obtain an order that stays the processing of his evidence or interdicting the commission. So it does not mean that if you go on review, the subpoena would be suspended or your obligation to appear will be suspended.
Advocate, thank you very much indeed for your insights, certainly making a lot of sense for what is unfolding at that Commission of Inquiry. Advocate Modidima Manya, the Executive Director for Legal Services at UNICEF.